Carol. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Good to be here, Tess.
So say, for instance, I'm walking through a shopping centre and somebody maybe in the line in front of me, someone around me has a seizure. I'm realising that I don't actually know what to do in that situation. What should somebody do?
With 250,000 Australians with epilepsy, it's bound to happen at some time, of course. Look, what to do and what not to do are both really important. If you see somebody have a seizure, you're probably recognising what used to be known as a grand mal seizure, or it's a tonic-clonic seizure. They fall to the ground, they're convulsing. Let's go with the not what to do. Don't restrain the person. Now, you need to make sure they're safe. If it's hard floor beneath their head, put something soft, you know, a jumper, a pillow, anything under their head. If they're near something where they might hurt themselves, burn themselves, cut themselves, obviously move them away, but otherwise don't restrain. Now, this might sound really funny, but start timing. Time that seizure. Most seizures will actually resolve themselves within 2 to 3 minutes. If it doesn't and it goes for 5 minutes or more, you're actually looking at a life-threatening situation. So time it. If it goes more than 5 minutes, absolutely call an ambulance. But look, a lot of people end up in hospital because somebody calls an ambulance straight away. There's nothing that can be done. It is just a seizure that will resolve. So that timing's really important. Now, when the convulsing stops, gently roll them onto their side into the recovery position and really just reassure them as they come out of it, because they'll be a bit disoriented. Another definite thing not to do is never put anything in the person's mouth. And we say that because years ago it used to be said, quickly grab something, a spoon, a pen, the person might swallow their tongue and all sorts of other things. That's not physically possible, and it's actually really dangerous to put something in somebody's mouth.
And you did mention in there as well timing seizures and in regards to calling ambulances. How can somebody tell if a seizure is serious enough to call an ambulance?
Yeah, it usually is that timing factor. It's that timing factor. So, as I said, most people will come out of that seizure in 2 to 3 minutes. But if they don't, they can go into what's known as status epilepticus. And that's a condition which is very dangerous and very life-threatening. So, you know, the first thing that you'll be asked if you do call an ambulance or a doctor or somebody comes by is, how long has this been going on? And, you know, if it's under 5 minutes, there's usually not a reason for concern. It's frightening, I suppose, though, is the thing. You know, if you see somebody having a seizure and they're unconscious and they're convulsing, if you're unsure, there's nothing wrong with calling the ambulance, but you'd still follow those other things that I spoke about.
And so how are, I suppose, symptoms and first aid treatment different for a kid versus an adult?
Well, actually not different at all. And I'd really encourage people to have a look at the animated videos that's on our website, because we have some great, very simple animations that show what to do, one for kids and one for adults, but it's the same technique exactly. The one thing perhaps to be aware of, though, is not all seizures look the same. So what we're talking about here is the tonic-clonic seizure. If you see it portrayed in the media, you know, this is the one that's always portrayed. There are some different kinds of seizures, in fact, over 40 different kinds of seizures and syndromes. So perhaps keep an open mind if you see somebody acting what you might think is a little bit strange. They might be making repetitive facial movements. They might be tugging at their clothes. They might have limbs jerking. There are a number of seizures which aren't the, you know, the tonic-clonic type. And so keep an open mind and perhaps just speak to the person. Ask them how they are, tell them what you've seen. They'll often then be able to say, oh yes, I've just had a seizure.
And I'm realising now that you're right, the only depictions of any sort of seizure I've seen have been those ones where, you know, people wind up on the floor. And I didn't actually realise you could go into a seizure and remain conscious.
Well, you remain conscious, but you're not aware of what's going on. And there's some rather famous people that have had... Well, they've been caught on camera, to be honest. The former captain of the Socceroos, Paul Wade, had epilepsy, or has epilepsy, but he's had a couple of lots of surgery. But Paul was actually interviewing on camera, on television, and he started to make very, very funny facial movements, started to tug at his clothes, hadn't told anyone he had epilepsy. And of course, you know, the television station managed it well and came from behind Paul and so on. You could see the confused look of the person person that he was actually interviewing. You know, what's happening here? And, you know, a lot of people, I mean, I think Wally Lewis may have been caught out, if you like, the same way, and Tony Gregg, the famous, you know, the late cricketer. So, you know, you don't always recognise these things as a seizure, and that's why I say keep an open mind and perhaps ask the person. They won't have totally lost consciousness. They'll appear to be conscious, but they don't know that it's just happened.
And so why do you think it is that so many people know so little about epilepsy, considering it is so common?
Yeah, and it's been around forever, probably the oldest known medical condition. I think there's a lot of myth and misconception that actually surrounds epilepsy. Everybody's heard the word. They know that it exists. I think most people do think it's a tonic-clonic seizure. And you know, there's just not a lot of awareness out there. Sadly to say, the World Health Organization says there's probably no condition more neglected. And that's through lack of resources, lack of awareness, little bit of stigma, unfortunately, that still remains. I mean, if you go back in the ages, at one stage, it was associated with demonic possession. You know, if somebody was having a seizure on the ground, the devil's possessing their body. There have been some very strange things over time. In some of the developing countries now, there's still some misunderstanding about epilepsy. And people who have epilepsy might still be just kept in the house, you know, at the back of the house. A lot to do to bring awareness out, I think, because it could happen to any one of us at any point in our lives.
Well, just before I do let you go, Carol, today is Purple Day, Epilepsy Awareness Day. What are you up to? What do you want people to know?
Well, we've actually chosen a slogan, and I have to spell it, unfortunately. It's no epilepsy, no fear. But the first no is K-N-O-W, knowledge. Knowledge, and don't be afraid of it. So if you see somebody having a seizure, please do help. I mean, unfortunately, we do sometimes hear about unhelpful responses, you know, people getting out their cameras and starting to video and things like that. Just help the person. It's what's happening for them is like a little burst of electricity. It's a disruption to the normal electrochemical activity in their brain. So just simple things to do to help. The person, you know, if they're living with epilepsy and have a lot of seizures, they'll just get on with their life after that. So no epilepsy, no fear.
Carol, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you so much.